Hey everybody, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, haven't we all felt like a total fraud sometimes? Like we're just winging it, and one day everyone's going to figure out we're not as smart, talented, or capable as people think. Yeah, that's imposter syndrome, and it can seriously mess with our confidence and hold us back from achieving our goals. But guess what? Stoicism has some powerful tools to help us combat this feeling of inadequacy. We're going to break down 5 key takeaways today that can help you silence those pesky inner doubts and step into your power. First up, remember that comparison is a thief of joy. Seriously, it is. Constantly comparing yourself to others only fuels imposter syndrome. Focus on your own journey, your own progress, and celebrate your unique strengths. You're not in competition with anyone else, you're just striving to be the best version of yourself. Next, acknowledge that everyone struggles. No matter how successful someone seems, they've all faced challenges and doubts. Think about your favorite athletes, artists, or entrepreneurs, even they have moments of self-doubt. It's normal. Recognizing this can help you feel less alone and more empowered to overcome your own hurdles. Now let's talk about reframing those negative thoughts. Instead of saying, I'm not good enough, try I'm learning and growing. Instead of this is too hard, say this is a challenge I can overcome. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our thoughts, our actions, our reactions, and to let go of things outside our influence. By reframing your perspective, you can shift from feeling overwhelmed to feeling empowered. Action is the antidote to imposter syndrome. Don't let fear hold you back from taking risks and pursuing your passions. Even small steps forward build momentum and confidence. Remember, even if you stumble, it's not a failure, it's a learning opportunity. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Finally, remember to practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Forgive yourself for your mistakes, celebrate your successes, and acknowledge that you're doing the best you can. Remember, perfection is not the goal, progress is. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you just landed a dream job, awesome, right? But then those imposter syndrome whispers start creeping in. What if they realize I'm not actually qualified? What if I mess up and everyone finds out I'm a fraud? You start doubting your abilities, second-guessing your decisions, and feeling overwhelmed. Now imagine using those STIR principles we just talked about. Comparing yourself to others? Nope. Recognizing everyone's struggles? Absolutely. Reframing those negative thoughts? This is a challenge I can overcome. Taking action? You show up prepared. Confident and ready to learn. Remember, you earned this opportunity, you have valuable skills to offer, and are capable of handling whatever comes your way. So, what are the key takeaways here? First, remember that imposter syndrome is super common, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Second, focus on your own journey, celebrate your progress, and remember that everyone struggles at times. Third, reframe those negative thoughts and turn them into opportunities for growth. Fourth, take action, even if it feels scary, because action builds confidence. And finally, be kind to yourself. You're doing great. Now, I want you to challenge yourself today. Write down one thing you've been putting off because of imposter syndrome. Maybe it's applying for that promotion, starting that side hustle, or simply speaking up in a meeting. Commit to taking one step towards conquering that fear. Share your experience with me on social media using #BuildYourStoicCore. Let's build each other up and crush the self-doubts together. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.